A New Orleans man thinks our state owes him thousands of dollars for serving 42 years in jail for a crime he didn't commit. Here's Jeff Palermo.
69-year-old Elvis Brooks was found guilty of shooting a man inside a New Orleans bar in 1977, but a few years ago, the prosecutor in the case admitted he had potentially exonerating evidence, and a New Orleans judge tossed out the conviction. But still no compensation for Brooks.
Described it as devastating. He said the whole process is torturous.
That's Richard Webster, who wrote an extensive article on Brooks's case at ProPublica. Webster says Attorney General Liz Merle is standing in Brooks's way because he admitted to the crime in a plea deal and should not receive any money at all. I'm Jeff Palermo.
State police have made arrests in a fatal hit and run that claimed the life of a 24-year-old Folsom man in April. Troopers say it was 34-year-old Megan J. Kyle of Bogalusa driving the vehicle that hit Rodrigo Ornelas Jr. Kyle's parents are also facing charges, including accessory after the fact. Saints legend Drew Brees will be inducted into the Pro Football Hall of Fame tomorrow. The Super Bowl MVP helped to revive the team and the city of New Orleans when he arrived as a free agent after Hurricane Katrina. He says it was a rebirth for both himself and the community.
I don't think there's a greater story in the history of sports than what the New Orleans Saints have meant to New Orleans and the Gulf Coast region, and the way that we've banded together to fight through some really difficult times and yet to come out stronger on the other side.
From the Louisiana Radio Network, I'm Jean Burns on TIX FM.